I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings is the automatically deleted husband. As I often say, suddenly things change. Well, suddenly things changed. So I'm in disarray. I contract with a company, Rapid RMS, Retail Management Systems RMS. And they've been around for, a number of years. And the product I do is called Rapid OnSite. This is the software that runs on a computer in order to interface to the gas pumps. Learned a lot over the years. The income I receive from that has been, considering I work about a 70-hour work week, 60 to 70 hours. Some weeks I do a lot more hiking. So some weeks are 70, some are 60. But I could make as much money working in the convenience stores as I've been doing software. And I've been doing this for roughly 8 years. Maybe 9 years. Anyway, it's been a while. There has been times, there was a period of many months where my income went down to zero, and that obviously caused some grief. I have been reasonably stable, but in the last few weeks, they're behind in payments to me now. But there's a group out of the UK called the EG Group. They're a rather large privately held company. In the U.S., they own Cumberland Farms, a chain of convenience stores. And they have agreed. Nirav, the gentleman I deal with, he was in the U.K., dealt with them face-to-face. They did the handshake agreement. Their board of directors, both sides, have approved it. It's now the paperwork phase, and Rapid RMS is being absorbed into the EG Group. The thing that I find most encouraging is that Nirav, grew up in a Hindu family and I think is more embracing it himself. He didn't give up. And you might have noticed that even though we've had some issues, I didn't give up on him. I wanted to, but I didn't give up on him. So, there are investors that are going to be paid off from the buyout. There are going to be a couple major players. Obviously, Nirav, since which is rational. It's his venture. He and another gentleman will take a large amount of the payout. But then there's that second tier, which includes me. So, obviously, part one, part two, the big parts are done. It's now the paperwork part. And, of course, things can mess up in the paperwork part. I understand that. They're estimating 6 to 12 weeks. And there'll be a payout to me, and then again a job back at the rate I used to be paid, so a lot of these things are in flux, and there's no guarantee on this. But it's basically a done deal, and now it's the paperwork. So I have a few more weeks of financial struggles, which obviously has the ripple effect to my wife. I did send her an email directly to her, which my assumption is she will not see and she will not read. Why should she? Because, again, I have a little bit of evidence. My wife hates me. This hurts. A lot of people, I would think, you get a payout, what do you do? Oh, I'm going to go buy a car. Not a chance. Not a chance. No interest whatsoever. I am going to get a new set of boots because I'm going to get some new monitors, new computer equipment, a new chair. My shirt probably needs to be replaced, although I doubt, you know, these are the ones I wear inside, you know, so I doubt it. I don't need it anymore. I don't need it anymore. I will probably go out and get some sushi. And get some almonds. I haven't had good salmon in a while. But I will pay off all the liabilities I have, Lord willing, have the resources, or build the resources, depending on how long it takes, to focus on the Shofar Book Project. So my hope and prayer is this comes through, and they will probably be, because again, one of the things that I am committed to, even though I don't want to, but one of the things I'm committed to is when we pass this off to somebody else, I will work with them 6 months, year, whatever it takes, in order to make sure that what they receive, they get the value for. And of course, you know, I'll get another year of income from that, which that year of income will be enough to carry me both for that year and the year after, because, you know, it'll be two or three times what I need to live. So, because I don't need anything. I want to deliver Shofar Book. And maybe the Lord is saying yes. I want to make sure it's the Romans 13, the verses that people are usually ignore, to owe no one anything but love. I have some financial obligations. I want to get those liabilities down to zero. So that is my prayer, that this actually transpires, that in the not too distant future I'm debt free, truly debt free, you know, including the part of Romans 13. I'm behind on taxes. I need to pay those things off too. I'm paying every month, but it's not at a rate fast enough to pay it off. So I want to get that paid off. There will be something to my wife to take care of because I'm behind there, so I'll be caught up completely. And then I don't know what to do besides work wholeheartedly to deliver Shofar Book, because it is my hope and prayer, it is my honest hope and prayer, that one day, long after I'm dead, somebody who's been to the Hajj will be able to get a Shofar Book and have the Quran and the Bible in his hand and be able to say, oh, my Quran tells me that Jesus did not die on the cross. It was only made to appear so. But this book that I've heard about it as being false, says that he died on the cross and he got up from the cross on his own volition. One of these two is false. And Lord willing, he will turn to the one that is true, the scripture, the Bible. I want to do that because, again, I'm not the authority. I'm not the one that says, this is what the Lord means. I will contend what the Lord means as best I understand. I will proclaim it because we're called to proclaim. But I'm not the reference. Lord willing, it's May. By sometime in June, hopefully in June, maybe be even July, hopefully, I hope it doesn't go out till August, I'll be debt free. I've wanted that for years. and my focus. You know, it was interesting to me. I was a, I went to work for Magnavox in 1978. So I was 22 at the time. So here this young guy, without a degree, gets to work at this company. And I'm the software guy. And I have the one computer. I mean, this time of this, you know, 1970s, I had the one computer. And after I was there a while, we got a printer, a dot matrix printer. And, you know, it was mine exclusively. And then we got a logic analyzer. I mean, this was, I think at the time it was around $20,000. So we're talking something close, you know, knocking at the door of 100K today. It was an expensive machine, and I used it virtually every day. But again, it was mine alone. I was the sole guy who used that. And what I felt, the interest there is they invested in me. I had a very modest salary. I was probably, you know, especially the people with the engineering degrees or whatnot, they probably got a lot more money than I did. But I had the equipment. They gave me the tools. I haven't had those tools. The kind of, you know, I as Heritage Systems, I bought a logic analyzer. We got a deal. We got a unit that HP used as a demo, and that we bought the demo unit. And they knocked $5,000 or so off the price or whatever, because they had come down by then, because this was 1980s, late 80s. I think we paid like $12,000-$15,000 for it. It was a much, much nicer machine too. But anyway, so I used to have the tools, and now I do stuff vastly more complicated with lesser tools relative to what I've had in the past. And I want my tools back. It's not that I want the fancy tools. I want the tools so, you know, my one computer is 5 years old, the other one is 9 years old. You know, I understand they've improved in speed a bit. Things like that will help. And it opens the door to show for a book and other things. After all these years, Lord willing, I pray so, that I can deliver some of these things. My assumption is, again, my assumption is my wife hates me. I have no evidence otherwise. I wouldn't be surprised that my kids have been trained to hate me too. I have no evidence otherwise. I have no hope being offered to me to ever see my kids or my wife again. But I have hope right now that I can deliver. It's like interfacing with Miss Lillian. Very few people know she exists. And most, it's a token care. Or interfacing with Gary. He's not the guy that I would really want to go see in years past. And in reality, I don't want to go see him now, but I do it because I have an investment there. I have investment in a man who's a human being created in the image of God. And the Lord commands me clearly to show him respect, to show him care. Because he's the one the Lord set in front of me. So, Lord willing, in the coming months, I will continue to visit Gary. I will continue to visit Miss Lillian. And I will prepare for some guy that I won't meet in this life, that I hope will celebrate with me the magnificent grace of Christ, who currently or will soon be celebrating what he thinks is the reality of Muhammad. That is my hope. To see my wife and kids again, to reconcile. Oh yeah. I want that. There's no evidence anybody else does. So, Lord willing, in a month, 2 months, 3 months, I'll be wearing still my shirt with the holes, but have upgraded my computer equipment, have new boots, paid my debts, and be at least partially active on Shofar Book, because at that point I will know that I have the resources to do so. This is my hope and prayer. I hope it's shared. My wife should want this, because that would be quite a few dollars in her lap. My lady, my wife, I know it's not shared, but I love you. I love you intensely, and I want you back.